Welcome to the Royal Priesthood Bible Prayer and Fellowship Line on this Thanksgiving evening. We want to extend a cordial welcome to everyone who has come in tonight, and we are looking forward to another exciting time. And to those in the BBS Radio audience and to our hosts there at BBS Radio, we say happy Thanksgiving to one and to all. Last couple of weeks, we've been looking at some very interesting things. Want to give a word out of appreciation for Elijah and for Dr. Asar Hapi, as well as Dr. Delbert Blair. To each and every one of you that are in the audience, I'm traveling en route to California, driving now from Mississippi, and I'm almost here in Tucson, Arizona. I tell you, it's a long, nasty drive, but I'm on my way back to the Bay Area there in California, and if you think about it, send a little love, light, and a little vibration for me as I travel along this highway. We have looked at, last week, Dr. Harpy talked to us about some of the things since the sun was moving farther away from us, and to keep our joints, our power, our circulation, and our temples heated up. He talked about the various spices that we could use in order to accomplish that. You talked about garlic and cayenne pepper and ginger and some of the things that we could do to keep our bodies, you know, the heat and the energies up. And, of course, we talked about the unks last week ourselves. And we laid out for you something that we thought was interesting, Elijah, that we could take our Bible and lay it beside the news and the NASA report of what was happening on the planet Uranus. And in parallel form, and go straight down the line and see how the Bible lines up with what the scientists are saying. I thought that was very, very, very exciting. Of course, we tell you never to throw the Bible away. It's a very unique book. I personally believe that it's the best book on the planet. But it doesn't mean what most people think that it means. It is a book that is written with esoteric principles hidden in stories and allegories and riddles and parables and fables, and it even says so itself in dark sayings. So this book that we have tonight, we're going to look at it, and I'm going to be brief because I do realize many of you, if you are on this line or celebrating with your families and you have family gatherings. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on with this. There is something massive and huge coming off the sun. And, of course, we know that Ferguson, Missouri situation is going on that has caused concern around the world, not just only in Ferguson, but from Los Angeles all the way to New York, all the way to the UK, and the world is watching America now as we seemingly go through another stage and another phase of our development as a nation. And we want to try to address those. Hopefully Dr. Blair will come on. I don't know if he's come on yet or not, and or if he is, in fact, even coming on, being that today is Thanksgiving. But nonetheless, there is something huge and massive that NASA photograph. I don't know what direction it was turned, whether it was turned toward the Earth. Maybe Elijah knows that. I don't know. She could probably tell us. Maybe she can. But I wanted to talk a little bit more about what's in this Bible as it relates to these energies and all of the things that are happening. And there's one thing that this book says that we must do. And I want to try to focus on that a little bit tonight and keep a promise that I made on Facebook concerning giving some keys. Now, I don't know how many heard that or saw that on Facebook, but I did make a promise. And so I'm going to be brief here. But there is something I wanted to read out of the Bible, and maybe some of you may have some input or questions about it. Now, this is coming out of the book of Revelation. Of course, we looked at the word Uranus, or heaven, and knowing that the Bible was a book written in code, uses the word heaven in English, but actually the Bible was written in Greek, and the Greek word for heaven is Uranos, or Uranus, the same word is Uranus. And we looked at the lights that the scientists saw and the energies that they saw that they've never seen before on this planet. And we lined out in the 15th chapter of Revelation how those particular points that the scientists saw were already written in the Bible. Now, in Revelation 7, and I want to read something that out of 7th chapter in the 3rd verse, it says, don't hurt the earth or the sea nor the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Now, I want you to pay attention to the word forehead. It says that they are sealed in their foreheads. Now, that's the 7th chapter and the 3rd verse. Now, listen to the 22nd chapter and the 4th verse. It says, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Wow. Foreheads. What is this talking about? Now, someone is punching keys. Would you please not distract the line and try not to punch keys while I'm talking? The 13th chapter, the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, is this right here, and this is in the 16th verse, and he calls it all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. This word forehead is esoteric, and it's actually pointing to something. In three of these that I have just read, it says that they would have a seal in their foreheads, seal of God. Then it says in the 22nd chapter, they have the name of God in their foreheads. And here we see the beast who places a mark in the forehead. Now, what is this mark? And what is the forehead? Let's take it one at a time. The forehead is a symbol of the pineal gland. Directly, if you would go to the geometric center of your brain and go inside of a space called the fornix, there will be a gland there, which is the first gland of conception, and it's the pineal gland. And it lines up right in the middle of your forehead. And that particular gland is the gland that many believe, and I believe, is the point of contact between you as a being and the supreme being and the prime creator. point of contact for you with an invisible world and with a world beyond this in another dimension that connects you to another world is that pineal gland. The you that is you, that is inside of a physical corporal body, there is a point of contact. And what is that point of contact? That point of contact, I believe, is the forehead. Now, the pineal gland. The pineal gland, the Christ of Scripture said, if your eye is single. Now, why is it called an eye? Why is it pineal gland called an eye? Because it receives and transmits light. It receives and transmits light. That's why. That's what an eye does. It receives the reflections and refractions of light, and it allows us, as light is bending, to be received in what we call an eye. These are ancient principles coming to us all the way out of Kemet. And there's much that we could say about this. But now, this pineal gland, which is a light receptor and a light transmitter, also is the thing that, or the gland, that you want to have healthy enough to handle these electromagnetic energies that we talked about that are coming off the sun and coming from the blue-green or the green planet Uranus. The Bible calls Uranus heaven. Heaven. And the scientists saw these lights. Now, these lights that they've never seen before, these angles of light, these new colors that they're seeing, they've never seen these colors, they've never seen these lights before on this icy planet. Now, the Bible says that heaven looks like a sea of glass. The article that was written last week said that it looks like an icy planet, an icy globe, looks like a crystal. Well, those that were looking at it through whatever prophetic telescopes or whatever they saw it through, they used their cultural language and said sea of glass. But now the scientists are saying it looks like a icy globe. Same thing. They saw that we're seeing the same thing, just different language, culture. Now, these energies that are coming and that will reflect off of the planets and eventually have a tremendous effect on our planet, as Uranus or heaven is affecting everything on the planet. You want to make sure that your forehead, your pineal gland, is healthy enough to receive these energies. Again, the Christ of Scripture said, if your eye is single, your whole body is full of light. Revelation 7 and 4 and 3, I'm sorry, says, seal them in their foreheads. Time of trouble is coming. Something it talks about, and I don't want to talk about bad things on Thanksgiving, but it talks about a time of trouble. All of the things that we're seeing now, these energies are going to cause stress and duress among nations. There will be tensions among people because they're not understanding that these energies will have an effect upon their brain waves and upon their behavior, upon the way they feel and the way they think. As Uranus is moving in and its gravitational field is dominating our solar system, and as Saturn is pulled out, these energies, these are principles of physics. Do not think that any kind of religious illusion can guard you against these energies. These are very, very real energies. And the reason I'm using the Bible is to point out to you that the Bible is telling you about these energies. Now, it says in Revelation 7 and 3 that they will be a seal in their foreheads, which means that this gland, pineal gland, this pineal gland will be completely decalcified and fully operative, fully operating, so that it is secreting what you need in order to absorb these energies. Now, Revelation 22 and 4 says, and they shall see his face. Who is he? Talking about the Most High. And this is the formula, Yahweh, fire, air, water, earth. And they will see his face and his name, Yahweh, fire, air, water, earth. Those are the elements in our dimension, in three-dimensional time-space reality. Fire, air, water, earth. Everything is a combination. Fire, air, water, earth. Yahweh. It is a formula. His name shall be in their foreheads. In other words, pineal gland again is fully operating. Fully operating. Now, the beast in the 13th chapter and the 16th verse causes everyone, both small and great, to receive a mark. Now, that word mark means a scar or a brand. It's almost like an electrical circuit that has overloaded and short-circuited and left a mark or a scar, so that you will not be able to receive these energies. So the goal of the beast is to put so much pressure. Now watch this. The mark has to do with economic pressures. He says, and he calls it all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bound, to receive a mark in their right hand. Now, the right hand is a symbol of the right brain. In the Bible, the right hand is a symbol of the right brain. The water came from the right side of the temple. The sheep are on the right side. Christ had a thief that was on the right side. He told them in John, cast your net to the right side. He says to David, sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Revelation chapter 5, he says there was a book in the right hand of him that sat on the throne. Stephen, who was killed in the 7th chapter, 8th chapter of Acts, he looked up and saw Christ standing on the right hand. Hebrews says he was sitting on the right hand. And so the right side is a symbol of the right brain. And so what the system or the beast wants to do, the world and all of the pressures that we're seeing right now, is to make you short circuit, to receive the mark. The mark, again, is like a short circuit. It's like when an electrical current goes through a cable and there's too much, it overloads and it burns the circuitry, so that now the circuitry is dead. Well, in your brain, there is something called the arachnoid, and that word means cobweb or spider web. It's like a worldwide web. And the neurological circuitry of that, of the arachnoid in your brain, carries the neurological information and electromagnetic signal to your nervous system that goes through your entire body. And so if you can be placed under enough pressures, enough stress and duress, emotional duress, you can have a short circuit. People that have strokes, people that have aneurysms. What's happening here is the electrical currents in that brain wave. Something is going wrong. Sometimes there can be a blockage. Sometimes there can be an overload. Sometimes there can be not enough electromagnetic energies. But this thing that we're reading to you tonight about the mark in your forehead, and what we're going to talk to you and tell you in just a moment, is how to calibrate this energy in your body by using an ancient instrument and an ancient technique. And that's just about what we have to say tonight, in short fashion. And I've talked about 20 minutes so far. Time, how time is flying. My voice is not of good quality tonight because I've been on the road. I'm a little tired and exhausted, so if you hear a different cadence and rhythm in my voice, because I've been traveling and I'm somewhat tired, just a little bit, but not too tired to be excited about what I'm about to tell you. Now, the pineal gland, as we pointed out, forehead. Of course, there is something in the, and that takes you back to the Old Testament, but it goes way, way back to the ninth chapter of the book of Ezekiel, and there's another six angels that come again from heaven, and they put a mark in the forehead of the men that are weeping over the abominations and transgressions of Israel, of the city. And again, there's a mark in the forehead. Again, a symbol of the pineal gland. So the Bible is clearly, clearly talking about the pineal gland. In Genesis 32 and 30, it calls it out point blank. It doesn't even mince words or beats around the bush with it. It actually calls, with whoever you are making that noise, would you please not do that? It actually calls it the pineal gland or the pineal gland, P-N-I-E-L. Jacob wrestles with an angel all night long. That's an angel. He's in the dark now. I want you to know he's in the dark. It's at night. He's alone. He's by himself. It's really a scene of meditation, what goes on in meditation. And he wants to know, watch this, he wants to know the name of the angel that he's wrestling. But he doesn't get the name of the angel, at least it's not told. But we do know the name of that angel. We do know the name and the vibration of that angel. We do know this. But the angel speaks, and this is a beautiful story, excuse me. This is a beautiful story. The angel changes his name from Jacob to Israel. Gives him a new vibration. And Jacob then says, I have seen God face to face, and my life has been preserved. And he names the place Peniel, clue. Pineal gland, pineal gland. Saw God face to face. Revelations 22 and 4 says, and you will see his face, and his name shall be in your forehead. Pineal gland is in the forehead. The Jesus of the Bible says, if your eye be single, your whole body is full of light. Your life is preserved. Your healing, your health, your well-being, all of that is tied in to the pineal gland and protecting it from the beast who wants to put it under mental duress and emotional stress to cause it to have a mark or to be scorched or to burn the circuitry in your brain. That is the goal of Ferguson. That is the goal of the wars. That is the goal of the cabal. That is the goal, to cause you with these extra energies that are coming in to our planet now to cause you to blow a circuit. But we're here to prevent that from happening. And Thanksgiving night is a good night to talk about that. Now, there's a very powerful instrument. I want you to open up the cue for me. Put the Q&A on. Is it on already?
Pardon?
Is the Q&A on already?
Q&A session started.
I just had everybody muted.
All right. Okay. Good people, I'm almost done, and you need to come in the queue if you have questions or comments tonight. I'm about to give you a principle. I'm about to give you something to use to help you with this pineal gland and the correct frequency, if you will, or vibration. Something, and it's right here. Hear it again. It's right here in the Bible. You don't have to leave. That's just why I don't throw this book away. And I'm still in the same portion or section or book of the Bible, Revelation, in chapter 1, verse 8. It says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, which is, which was, which is to come, the Almighty. Now, verse 11 says, again, I am the Alpha and Omega. I'm the Alpha and Omega. So Revelation chapter 1, verses 8 and 11 says that I am the Alpha and Omega. Now, he says something interesting. He says in verse number 18, I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and death. Now, this is a beautiful story to show you that you... Okay, well, we're flipping pages. We'll wait for you to finish.
Okay. I believe it would be Dr. Blair.
Okay, that's Dr. Blair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If Dr. Blair's in, I'm getting ready to cut off. I'm so glad he's here.
I would like to ask a question.
But before you ask a question, let me talk about the Alpha and Omega, okay?
Okay, sorry.
Can you put a pin in it so I don't lose my thought?
Yes.
Since my mind is road tired. Alpha and Omega is an ancient symbol. It's found those two alphabets are, first of all, the first and last alphabet of the Greek alphabet. Like just as A and Z are the first and last letters in the English alphabet, well, Alpha and Omega are the first and last letters in what we call the Greek alphabet. But now, the beautiful thing about Alpha and Omega is that if you go to my Facebook page on the Caliph Zafnat Pioneer, you will see there is one section on my wall where you can clearly see that the Alpha and Omega is the Unc. The top portion is the Omega. And the bottom portion is the Unc, is the Alpha. You have the Alpha and the Omega. What is so important about this Alpha and Omega, death, hell, health and well-being, frequency and vibration? Well, let me tell you. Key. He says, I have the keys. And what are the keys? Well, the keys are clearly told. Like A, Alpha, Omega, that's the key. It's a musical key. Not like a key that goes in a door. Or a key. It's a key. It's a musical key. It's a vibration. It's the Alpha and Omega. This instrument put together by the supreme wisdom of the ancestors of Kemet, who understood something, that sound creates frequency, and frequency creates form. Now, the reverse is also true. Form will dictate frequency. Let me say that slowly again. Form or shape will dictate frequency. Somehow, through millions of years of observation, these people in Kemet discovered what is called the Unc, and it is formed in the Omega and the Alpha, and this particular shape will dictate the quality and quantity of frequency. Now, I wished I had Abednego L. on here with me tonight to tell you what he witnessed yesterday. You can actually see the energy waves when you know how to handle this properly. He saw it for it with his own eyes yesterday, coming up off this instrument. It can actually calibrate the energies in your temple to keep your pineal gland healthy so that your life can be preserved. If you have someone's trained and skill in showing you how to use this key, these keys, you will have the keys to hell and to death and to health and well-being. I'll say that again. This instrument lets out an ultrasonic sound. Can't sound wave. You can't hear it. I don't know why we're being able. We can see this. Pelagia saw it too, as well. I saw it. Abednego L saw the waves. Just like if you're going down a highway, you look in front of you, you can see the energy waves rising in front of you on the highway. It looks like water. Well, the same way you can see the energy waves on this instrument that is the Alpha and Omega. Now, this is going to offend some Christians, and they're going to argue with the fact, and they're going to get angry with the fact that we have discovered this, but there's nothing actually to argue about. Because once you look and see with your own eyes, you will understand that the Alpha and Omega, and it says so right here in Revelation, which is in the Christian Bible, and the Alpha and Omega clearly is the Ankh of Kemet. Clearly is the Ankh of Kemet. Now, there are some things that are happening. Now, you can go ahead and ask your question. I'm finished. Thank you so much for holding your question. Let me get that.
You're fine. Well, it has to do with the pineal gland. I was reading a scientific paper last week, and they said that they had dissected a cadaver, and they had taken the pineal gland out and sliced it, put it under the microscope, and it was little tiny crystals. Now, my question is this. We use crystals for sound frequencies for radio signals. So would that not also apply to the pineal gland and how that works with connection to Creator?
Well, the pineal gland is sand, actually, if you want to call it crystal, and water. Hmm. Water, of course, is predominantly water. And there are crystals in it, granules, if you will, that look like sand. And that allows the frequencies to be transmitted and also received.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
I'm listening.
On another topic here real quickly, there's a video that we posted over at Merkaba Ring of Fire Activation on Facebook today. These energies are here. I know you've been driving, so you haven't been able to watch this video, but it shows down in Brazil. This huge vortex opens up, and it's like the sun coming through it. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. And people were stopping along the roads and stuff watching this. And it's huge, and it's like it's coming from the sun. These are the energies that we've been talking about. They're here. They've officially arrived.
Let's let Dr. Blair have the rest of the 30 minutes or whatever.
All righty.
And see if he can talk about this. He is intelligent, and he keeps up with this, and that's his end of the field. So if he's on, open his mic and let him. Dr. Blair, are you there?
Yes. All right.
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you. Take it away. You heard what we said.
Well, it's very...
How are you? Happy Thanksgiving, first of all, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm getting real soul food now. In fact, the real food for those who give thanks, and it's not, of course, turkey, even though there will be a clash with Turkey itself as a country and Iran, and I think that this is going to happen within the next year, but it's the mental, spiritual food for the soul. And it's not any kind of meat that you can eat like that again. And we're meeting now to discuss the things that are happening. And yes, Midwest, what can I tell you? That sun, I have no idea. When I tell you I'm just lost for words.
Yeah.
It is something. That sun is something else. That sun this time, you know, we're very fortunate that it is not chosen, the Creator has not chosen, or those who serve the Creator and are working our sun in our solar system have not chosen to destroy this planet. But the energy that this planet needs to get rid of its enemies, the low vibrations that are being set up again through these evil, you know, what's the, well, you know, the Archons, Dracons, whatever you would. This thing is coming this time. This sunspot activity is coming this time. has got to do something. I'm hoping that we'll be spared in the United States, and we don't deserve to be spared, because, as I say, as evil as this country is, but the country is even more evil and just as evil. But this energy is coming through. It's enough to destroy this whole planet. And it lets us know that this planet has not only changed its vibrational rate, but it's changing it even more and more each day, stronger and stronger in vibration. Folks are going to be seeing things out of the corner of their eye. They're going to be seeing things in their room. They're going to be getting headaches. They're going to be getting awakening consciousness. They're going to be getting glimmers of being psychic. And if they're taking any kind of drugs, they're really going to catch it, because the drugs slow you down and they break the little chains, the crystals of frequency that can take these higher vibrations by putting in these dead things, and it will, of course, they're called prescription pharmaceuticals. So as I say, I really, this is going to be a wild ride. I want to see just what will happen on this planet now. This coronal mass ejection, which has come from this sunspot, is beyond belief. We're not supposed to be able to take that. And since the only thing we take is what the planet digests and regurgitates to us, then it must mean that this planet is changing the frequency like you have not seen before. So when you spoke about the pineal, and you always do, and you know that's my favorite topic too, because it is our gland of ascension. It is a frequency that lets us really manifest the soul that we have, since we are ones that still kept our souls and didn't lose it to the evil Dracons and all. That's all I can say. I have no idea what
Dr. Blair, this is a sensitive subject, but I'm going to bring it up, and I hope that I don't offend any people in bringing this up. But the Bible speaks about a woman in the 12th chapter of Revelation. She's clothed with the sun, and she has the moon under her feet, and she has a crown of 12 stars, which are symbolic of the 12 constellations. This woman is handling cosmic power and cosmic vibration. She's clothed with it. She's friendly with it. She's absorbing it. She's not troubled by it. She's really managing, regulating these energies that are coming from the cosmos. And this is a wonder in heaven. Again, there's that word, Uranos. These energies that, as Uranus becomes the dominant planet in our solar system with these green-blue energies, gamma ray energies that are here, and dominates our solar system, not just our planet. And Saturn has moved out, the linear energies. And these energies, as I've studied them, are swirling. Now, this woman is chased by what the Bible calls, of course, this is an allegory and this is figurative. She's chased by what is called a red dragon. And I ask myself, why is this dragon, which is symbolic in the Bible of the kingdoms and nations and governments, why is he after her? What does he want? What does she have that he wants? They're in charge of commerce. They're in charge of economics. They're in charge of industry, seven industries. What is it that this woman wants, that has, rather, that this picture is trying to show us? And I was left with only one conclusion as I went through critical thinking and inductive and deductive reasoning and used everything with every criticism that I know to use. I was left with only one thing that this book was telling me, that the system wanted the melanin from this woman. It's a melanated woman, a melanated nation. The woman is symbolic of a nation. And with this dragon, which is symbolic of the system, or the beast, needed melanin to handle these energies. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my idea is, of course, that the planet Earth is known to be feminine, and her name is Gaia. And, of course, it means that Lady Gaia, the planet herself, is giving birth from her womb. She's awakening from her sleep that was put in there by cancerous tumors, which we call these creatures who have no souls, living off the people who have souls, therefore bringing our planet down. Now our planet is being reawakened. They have not only found three more planets, and I don't know if you guys have heard this or not now, three more planets in our system, which amazed me too. I've always heard that there were 13, and then there was an unlucky 13 that destroyed itself, but they're being restored. What they now, we have a race, and that's the best thing I can call it, of creatures, whatever it is, that are strong enough to build 20,000-mile-long spaceships. Hear what I'm saying. It sounds like I'm out of my mind. I'm not. I'm losing my mind of what is or can't be out here. They see regularly now 3-mile-long spaceships going in and out of the sun. You know, I told you about this before. Not that I say it, but, I mean, I keep up with this stuff. This is what I do. I talk to scientists all over the place again. Our home, the miracles are happening here in this solar system that are beyond belief, but they're not beyond the consciousness of a universal prime creator and those souls who can vibrate with it. We're about to be free. And at the same time, when we have the stupid things that happen in Ferguson and the stupid things that happen with people who are dogmatically trying to shoot down folks because they got a little power, they haven't seen power yet. And I'm saying to you again, you know, on the 16th of December, too, there's going to be a lot of effort about the Battle of the Bulge and all this kind of stuff. They're really building all this up. And I say, why go back to 70 years of war 70 years ago? Because, again, that's going to get into a lot of black history. But what I'm saying is this. We, our planet, is the female gender that you're talking about. And this is why, if you notice, they keep pushing this Lady Gaga instead of Lady Gaia. Our planet is feminine. Our planet is about to give birth to souls now. And these souls that are coming, I can't name the name, but there are a couple of friends of mine who have children. And they were raised with real soul food. Not pig feet and peg moss, no, monatomic gold and things that have all kind of energy. These children now, as collectively, all four of them again that I know of, they're all now seeing things. They're all now beginning to predict. They're talking to their parents now as though their parents were their children. Animals, even dogs now, are doing things that people can't do because the dogs are, because they're so psychic again, they're beginning to do things now. And if you notice, they're pushing these movies now that show you the dogs are the best instruments for tracking that you can find because they're using their pineal gland. Now, if a dog and a wolf and things like this can use their pineal gland, what do you think we're supposed to do with hearts? No, they're made up of more than just crystals. Those crystals are reflecting it. Every instrument that they make now has a crystal in it in order to make energy usages. They use it for bad to make extra low frequencies rather than high frequencies, but this is what they do. So I'm saying again, this is a talk now about a planet coming to its own, a planet giving birth now to creatures that are beyond belief to the gods again, and that the gods that serve them will come back. So I think we're going to see, instead of these wars that we think, I think in the middle of these wars now, people are going to see spaceships. People are going to see spaceships leaving and coming all during the next 9 months. We're seeing a crisis on our planet that is beautiful. But all I say is the physical reactions, when it gets overloaded, is going to be blackout, grid, loss of the grids, which means, again, if it's in the wintertime and you can't get heat, or if it's, you tell me what might happen. I don't even want to voice into words the speculation of what could happen. I can only say I hope and I think and I believe in my soul that people who try to do good, like myself, because I've tried to, use the energies that I have for good, and the people who can feel the spiritual change will accept it, that we'll not, that we'll be spared from some of the things that's going to happen to those other ones, because this is definitely a showdown. I don't know how better to say it.
Well, I think you said it quite eloquently, and I wish I possessed that gift to say it as clearly. And with all of the scholastic academics you placed in it, but yet it was simple enough for us to understand. We are giving birth, and I've said it before, Dr. Blair, that this planet is about to experience everything on this planet, every life form is about to be changed with these energies, one way or another. And I want to open up, while we still have lots of time, the queue for those of you to take advantage of this moment in time, at this great time to be alive, this great time to experience these energies. We have macabre activation events and sessions that we plan. Macabre activation is simply the ascension mechanism, or chariot, as it is called in the Bible, a vehicle to ascend. So when the grids go out, or whatever may happen, when your macabre or your electromagnetic energy field is activated, you will not be affected by whatever happens. You will be able to withstand that. So we have sessions. We do private sessions. Our next event is probably going to be in the spring on the Blood Moon in April, where we have an event again. But in the meantime, those of you who want this knowledge of how to fully activate your pineal gland so that it activates your right brain that's dormant, 90% of your right brain, of your brain, the right portion, what we call right brain. You have dormant brain cells there that are dormant, that need to be awakened. And this is what the Bible speaks of when it talks about the millions and millions of the dead being awakened. Well, you have those dormant brain cells. Again, this is an esoteric, cold book that's written. You can't take it literally. You just can't take it literally. It wasn't written that way. These people did not, who wrote it, didn't talk that way. It's a mistake to take it literally, as we have been taught to take it literally. Those millions and millions of brain cells, once they are activated, and you become that powerful being you were created to be. I don't know how to say it as eloquently as Dr. Blair, but I've said it the best I could. But you may ask him questions. Come into the queue by pressing *6. You can come in, and if we have the answer, we'll answer you. If we don't, we'll go and try to find someone who does. Anyone in the queue yet, Midwest? Thank you for running this book. Okay.
Again.
We do, Kira. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to ask Dr. Blair if he's read this article that came out today, that the scientists are now saying they've discovered an invisible shield surrounding the Earth, and they're baffled at how it formed.
No, I haven't heard that one, but the Earth has an electromagnetic field, and they act like it doesn't, because they're forever trying to attack something that they supposedly don't understand. That's why they have the chemtrails. That's why they have all of these Fukudimi Daiichi plants that they put up here, making people think that that's the only way to generate power, which is the lowest power you can get, and now it's backfiring. Everything that they've done that is evil through these Dracons and made us believe in our naivety that they were our scientists trying to help us has been on the wrong wavelength. And yes, as the macabre event, or whichever you wish to call it, as we raise our consciousness to the right wavelength, it's healthier for those who have souls and have an active pineal gland, because all we are duplicates of the planet. The planet is a duplicate of a cell, and the cell is that in the mind of a universal prime creator. We're just beginning to understand who we are, where we are, and why we are. And at this particular time, too, and also let me say again, Japan has bought 2.5 islands from Russia at the cost of billions, because they're leaving Japan like mad. I've told people this, they say, I was out of it. I'm not out of it. I'm into it, and I'm not a liar and a thief, and those living on other person's consciousness without trying to exercise my own. There is a change happening on this planet, and I hope you can feel it.
And also that invisible grid that you're talking about, I don't want to go into it tonight, but the priests, professors, of the university's temples in Kemet, again, understood this field. And we know exactly where it is. We know exactly what it does. And as above, so below. It is actually the mirror by which we bring about manifestations into our dimension, into this realm. Once we understand the rules, the cosmic laws of regulations, of this invisible field that you're talking about, Midwest, mm-hmm. then the principles of manifestation that we talk about in the macabre activation events are realized by and experienced. We do know what it is because our ancestors knew what it was, and they left it on record for us. So it's something, again, that the system has hidden from you and used to manipulate, to control the masses. This ancient knowledge. They have a whole discipline, Egyptology, what they call it. Well, really, you could call it the covering up, if you really want to know what the discipline really is. The covering up of the ancient knowledge that the system stole to control the masses of people on this planet. But the Creator now is revealing these principles, and he's revealing this ancient wisdom and knowledge that the ancestors used and understood, and they had a utopian society. There was an Atlantis, that there was a Lemuria, that there was a time when, there, as Dr. John Henry Clark, one of my mentors and teachers, said, we had no word for jail because we were a right-brain society. But we draw the line in the sand at 6,000 years, and we only say that there's, when clearly the evidence shows in the pyramid that we can go back 65,000 years, and the names of the pharaohs are there, and they are written in stone. And so this invisible grid that you're talking about, again, I don't want to get into it tonight. I'm on the highway. I'm on the road. And I don't want to have that discussion. But at some point, maybe next week, I will, when I'm settled, I will tell you exactly where that is, what it does. And I don't want to go out here too far because I don't want to preempt our events. But I can tell you where it is. I can tell you what it is and what it does, and how we can use this to manifest into our lives right now and our own experience and our reality.
Wow.
The ancestors knew, and we can know as well.
Well, the time for knowing, or knowing, Nodge, in other words, what they call knowledge or wisdom, because wisdom is better than knowledge. It's right use of consciousness and right use of our right brain and correct use of our energy fields, which, of course, everything that they do is to stop us from using the correct part of the energy fields. Of course, we've been through that before, so there's no need of being redundant at this time. It's a time to exercise whatever energies that you have that is knowledgeable, whatever wisdom that comes with the study or whatever wisdom you have by innately, but this is a time to follow it and not to get caught up in these random killings and things like this and all the evil that they're putting out here again, because it's a time for ascension. Ascension is to the pineal gland. Ascension is to the higher consciousness, and this is a time for ascension on the planet. So, as I say, there are many other mechanical means by which are very fast. That's why we talk about the monatomic gold. That's why we tell people to stop using these cell phones unless you know how to protect it. That's why we tell you we have the transmutation plaques so you can put this food and the things that are evil on it, and it transforms. And we've been given gifts right and left that are very practical, can instantaneously help you to go there. So as I say again, for those who feel it, they know what I'm saying is true. If you study it as a scholar, you see that I'm saying is true. And if you just go at the spiritual way, then you know it's a time for some movement, and hopefully souls like this, people like you, Israel, people like you, Midwest, can help people to wake up to that consciousness, as we're deceived by 2579, the press, Wall Street, and the government, which is not for over by the people. It's time to wake up.
And we got to get Dr. Blair, get off to that left side, that left brain. We've got to get people, listen, we've got to get on that right side, on the right side. The Bible continually emphasizes that we need to get on the right side. There's a way to do that, people. That it can happen. It can happen. But you will probably not find it inside of religious doctrines or conventional knowledge or academia, because, again, the system, that is the plantation, the religion, the politics, the economics, the social structure, and even the education system is a plantation meant to keep you enslaved so that you cannot get to the right brain. The left brain has to be shut down. It has to be the 10% has to be given to the 90%. That is the meaning of the word of tithe in the Bible. It has nothing to do with money. It has to do with the 10% given to the 90% and the 90% uniting as one with the 10%. So that is when the windows of heaven are open and you receive a blessing that there's not room enough to receive. Of course, someone saw that, decided to make it literal and make a lot of money off of people. And oh, how they've made lots of money off of a cunningly conceived and devised story. Pope Leo X even confessed it, and it's documented. You can go and check. He says, and you can Google him, how much money have we made off of this lie that we've told? And that's religion, people. And that's hard for some people to swallow. But it is nonetheless documented, and it is fact. But we have to get off the left side and get on the right side, the right brain, to pay that 10% to the 90%. And something happens. Something happens in the brain, people. Something responds. Everything that happens in the physical world is only a manifestation of something that happens in the invisible world. Something happens when you convince yourself that everything has a single source and that there's only one creator, that there's unity consciousness. In other words, you are aware that there's one source for everything. Something happens at the brain level. The corpus callosum unites the left and right brain together. It becomes one. It becomes one. It enlarges. And the females, of course, have retained more of their right brain for some reason than men have. And we have the test to show this. We can measure the electromagnetic brain waves and on the left side and on the right side. And females retain more of their right brain than men did for whatever reason. That's what we call women's intuition or mother's instinct, because they maintain more of their use of their right brains. They're not all the way there, but they prove what they really actually, this is, I'm trying to be funny here so you all can laugh if you want. So what women have always said about men is actually the truth. All men have brain damage.
Well, let me also say, again, with the so-called Holy Days coming up, which they now call Holly Days, and they're now talking about Black Friday, and go out and spend your money, I say save your money and buy things that are good for the soul and not good for the physical body. I think we give enough attention to our physical body and some bad attention based on these pharmaceuticals and these vaccines and the chemtrails and all the rest of these genetic modifications. I think we give enough of that one. You'll find, again, and you're going to hear some people decrying it, I go out on my limb and I'll say this again, use the monatomic gold, but make sure you know your source for that gold. If you use that gold, gods have always known about the gold. Who are the gods? Those who awaken and those who eat God food. They don't eat turkey and dressing and pig feet and hog maws and mashed potatoes. They eat the non-atomic gold. They drink the things that gives you energy and not the things that takes energy from you to digest and process it, where you get constipated and everything else because of it. I'm doing a big thing on Saturday again, talking about some of these things that you can use immediately now. I'm just saying, I give you the choices, but I give you both sides of the fence so you can make an intelligent choice, not just one where you're usurped and surrupted away from understanding what is really happening. What you choose to eat, drink, think, and do is what you are. Never before, I take that aback. Once again, we're faced with that choice. Each one of you is your own boss when you take consciousness that you do have a soul. So you're not getting soul food when you eat the stuff that they're talking about. But you are getting soul food when you begin to take in the different ones. And keep in mind again, and I'm not just selling you products. Do our diodes, you can take something that is evil and bad for food, put it on a diode for 45 minutes, and it will neutralize it. So at least you have an even chance, even if they're trying to poison you. If you wake up, the way for freedom has already been shown. And the consciousness of those who sleep on it will understand. When you sleep on it, go into the slumber.
You better give that number before we go off the air.
It's 708-422-6685. 708-422-6685. And be careful how you spend your money on Christmas, because you are the Christ that they're looking for, and you can rise up if you eat, drink, and think, and do the right thing. 708-422-6685. I thank you from that one, but these are wonderful times.
We want to thank all of you who have come in to listen to this broadcast tonight, and remember again that we do have macabre events. You can register or request private sessions, and that number is 510 515-215-2410. You can request private sessions for macabre activation. Now, Elijah made some discoveries about eating pork and how the yellow pigment in turkey and chicken destroys tyrosinase in the body and causes premature aging. And isn't it strange that all of your fast food restaurants are red and yellow? Red and yellow, those vibrations do something to you at a level. You look at Kentucky Fried Chicken, you look at McDonald's, you look at Burger King, you look at all of your fast food. Watch for the red and yellow. They're doing something there with those color vibrations to you, and you don't even know it. Just pay attention, and you count the many different ones that are red and yellow. Why red and yellow? What are they doing? It's right in plain sight, people. Elijah, you were about to say something before we go up.
Oh, I was just wondering if you wanted me to give the number for those over on the BBS radio side to come join us on the other segment.
Well, I'm going to close down. They can join you all if they want. I'm on the highway, and I'm expended. You go ahead and do that.
Okay. If you guys would like to come over to the conference call side, it's 712-775-7085. Participant code is 568-788-POUND.